Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Oh, you know, lots of excitement, lots of things happening. One big thing, well, you know, we're kind of in the land of elections and, you know, bills and things that are coming due that people are probably have an opportunity to vote on, or at least let their representatives know that solar means something to them and of changing things.
Okay.
Is going to really be helpful to not only for new solar customers, but what everyone forgets about is the existing solar customers. So in California, there's about 300,000 people that have gone solar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a bit. And one of the big things that's happening, as we've talked about over and over and over, is lots of solar companies are going out of business and more are on the way. And what happens when those companies go out of business and there's really not a company around to service those systems? And it's a big problem because another company really doesn't want to start working on an existing system. So for example, you know, let's just say Sunrun pulls out of California. I'm not saying that's happening, but but we do get plenty of calls from people saying, my calls to my installer are not being answered, or it's been 3 months, they have not responded. I need a new roof. My roof is leaking. What do I do? And we're and it's a solar lease. And that means the solar belongs to Sunrun.
Yeah.
And so if we touch it, you know, now we're basically, I said, you know, like we're working on someone else's car. We can't just, you know, without the permission of the owner, can't just start jumping in there.
Got it.
And he said, well, they're not responsive. So, you know, solar sucks, you suck. And it's, you know, and Sunrun really sucks. So, but I understand the frustration for sure.
Okay.
But, you know, if Sunrun were to report us to the contractor board, we could definitely face trouble with the contractors board. And that's my goal in life, is to avoid trouble with all these government agencies.
No especially. Wow.
And so, yeah, we're no one is going to really take that risk, but this poor customer is left with, you know, holes in his roof, caused by the solar.
Mm-hmm.
He has a whole neighborhood of people in the same boat where their roofs are leaking, and somebody, you know, door knocked, you know, 10 years ago, and a whole group of residents went with a solar lease, went with this company, not saying it was Sunrun, but a different one. But anyway, it's now they're stuck. And I said, well, call the contractors board, but he had already hung up on me in disgust.
Oh, man.
So, but it's the way
we're
it goes.
All stuck. And then hangs up.
Pretty much. And so as I went,
I'm sorry.
One of those where you start talking, not interested. It's my next interruption. Anywho, one thing that's happening in the Utah state legislature, and it's the solar industry has brought this on themselves. It's a bill. And basically what it does is it allows the solar customer to cancel the system and rescind the contract up to 15 days after the customer's second monthly electricity bill after the installation of solar.
What?
Yeah.
How is that fair? Okay, obviously. Go ahead, Jamie. That sounds nuts.
It doesn't sound feasible, but what it, I think the effect will be is either a solar company is going to really overbuild the system. So like if they install in December, you know, they're going to, and the customer waits too much. I mean, that's the winter months. So it's, you know, we're not going to really get the sun. So I guess this person who is writing this bill expects solar companies to control the solar system. And we do not. It would be nice if we could good, but yeah, it's very weird that this would happen. And this person, this legislature, his name is Representative Colin Jack, I believe. And it's HB 215 in Utah. So I encourage everyone, if you're in Utah and you have solar, you may want to contact this, Colin W. Jack. So Google his name and let him know that this does not make any sense. I definitely understand the right and the intention to protect solar customers, but I'm sure he has received, or somebody else in the legislature has received, lots and lots of complaints that I installed solar and 2 months later it's had no effect on my bill and I should be able to cancel and get my money back. And the solar company said, hey bro, you had 3 days to cancel the contract, and you did not. And so now it's up there. Give it some more time, give it a year really, because it takes a year for the sun, you know, for the earth to go around the sun and see how you're tracking with that. And but if this goes through, I can't imagine any solar company sticking around in Utah. So that would just be impossible.
It sounds precarious. It sounds very precarious.
Yeah. And then there's another, and these are all kind of stories, you know, because of the high pressure sales tactics that we've really been hammering against and ever since starting this podcast is really is starting to bring this insane legislation on top of us. Really, so if the solar industry does go out of business, everyone will say, well, you know, they were all crooks anyway. So, but we're not all of us. Some of us are trying to do a good job. Mm. And so there was another one where it's just a horror story where a guy's 95 years old on hospice.
Oh boy.
He depends 100% on his children to support him. And he went ahead and signed up for a 25-year solar lease, because he thought he would be saving his kids' money. And the kids found out about it after the solar was installed. And they said, hey, he can't sign anything. And the solar company said, oh, yeah, here it is. He signed it. And there's no power of attorney on file. There's no, you know, sorry, you guys didn't know about this. But see ya. And so now the kids are left with a 25-year solar lease on this house. And, you know, of course, it needs a new roof and new all that stuff. So not fun. And I can't imagine the solar person talking to that person. So all of these things are just not great for the solar industry. And even these small instances can have a huge, huge effect, because now this guy's kids will contact the district attorney, the contract Better Business Bureau, contact Yelp, and it just drags down the whole solar industry with these crazy stories. And it welcomes legislation against solar sales and solar installations, and where we're, you know, each solar panel that goes up helps someone make a better, you know, gives them more independence over the electricity company, but at the same time, it can't be a win-lose. A win for the solar company, a lose for the customer. It's got to be win-win all the way around. So we are doing our best, but
isn't that the promise of the industry? It's going to be a win-win for everybody, and that's how they get you, right?
Well, they say, you know, the only one that loses is really the electricity company. Well, now with NEM 3.0, they're not losing anymore. So they're, it's not like they're losing a customer and they have to pay this credit on the excess power, you know, that they're selling to the next door neighbor at a full retail price. But beside the point, they don't have to pay out anything for these credits. And eventually, you know, all these net energy metering clients in 20 years, they're going to be rolling over to this and EM 3.0, and who knows what will be on by then. But it's not fun to see these kind of legislation coming through, because that means, you know how hard it is to get the attention of a representative in state assembly. It's pretty tough. So this one person probably, I'm guessing, 1,000 complaints about solar, and is finally just saying, look, people should be able to say, come take it out if it's not doing what you said it was going to do. And I certainly understand that. But, if you get a kitchen counter and, it's installed and it's granite and you don't like the look of it, good luck trying to get it taken out for no cost. So it's going to be interesting. Always something. Always. And, as we're progressing through this NEM 3.0 and there's few and fewer solar companies, the 300,000 people that have solar, I encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast, really get involved, because on the state level, if your state assembly person is up for reelection, go to or even ask them, what is their position on solar power? And they will come back and say, yes, I'm all in favor of it. And we need to save the environment and climate change and everything. But yes, agree. What is your stance on solar power? Are you helping the solar industry, or do you? And most of them have no idea what you're even talking about. And so educating our elected representatives is going to be really critical, not just for California, because you can see these things for now Utah, and there's plenty more across the state or across the country that are doing their best to protect the consumer, which is great. Mm-hmm. Solar companies need to do a much, much, much better job of protecting our industry. Otherwise, it's going to go away. There's no two ways about it. So, and very interesting, as always.
You want them to be in business, right? You want them to be in business so they can service your system if it's needed.
Absolutely. You don't want to be the guy I talked about in the beginning who is hanging up, slamming the phone down and calling names because the guy he called can't help them. Whole thing. But 300,000 people who have solar in California, if that goes down to only 30,000 who have coverage, that's 270,000 solar panel systems out there that eventually will need service and, new roof, some kind of, an inverter replacement or any kind of service down the line. If there's no solar company to service it, you're not generating any power, and you have a very expensive, decoration on your roof. And you're paying your full electricity bill. So if you have solar, I implore you to get involved in this year's election, 2024, and let's stand up for solar. NEM 3.0 went through, no problem. Lots of protests, but ignored. These legislatures really in California should get involved. Otherwise, solar may not be around. My company, we're definitely going to be around. We have lots and lots of excited, happy customers. I'm talking about the other guys, the 270,000 people that are out there that that have solar, and then the next round, because the electric vehicles is a major problem. Heat pumps are coming, and 64 cents per kilowatt hour in the summer peak times for electricity is only 4 months away, three months away. So that starts in May. So it's insane. Always insane, Adam. Always insane. But
all right.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap it up. I keep going.
But,
yeah.
We're going to wrap it up. If you have more to say to Jamie or questions for him, go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send him a message through there. If you have not gotten enough of my voice or Jamie's voice, you can go to a library of our past episodes. Go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and there is the library, and it's searchable. So check it out. If you have a friend considering going solar, this would be an excellent podcast to refer to them, because it will save them thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system. Lastly, if you can give us a 5-star review wherever you got this podcast, that would be greatly appreciated. Go now. Go now. Give us 5 stars. Until next time, everyone. See you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com, and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.